What about, would you say sick at your stomach or sick to your stomach?
Well, I always say sick at my stomach.
Okay.
Some people say sick to your stomach, but I always say sick at my stomach.
Talking not about being sick anymore, just somebody who likes to carry news around. You might say, well, she hadn't any more than got the news before she came over. What?
To gossip about it, I think you'd call it.
Okay.
That's what you'd call it, I reckon.
Okay.
Some call them tattletales. But you know, there's people just like that.
Oh yeah, they love to.
They love the gossip.
Spread tales.
I just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. Now that's the way they've been in here ever since. they've just been.
Been wondering.
They've just been wondering.
Well. Of course, this is kind of unusual, and
they want to know all about it.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
They're not going to know it from me. For I don't tell things. I just don't tell things. I'm not no tattletale.
What about if a boy is keeping company with a girl, if they go around together a lot, you say that he is what?
Going steady.
Okay, did you ever hear the term courting or going?
Yeah, courting or going steady.
Okay.
Most of the time they say going steady.
Okay. And he is her what? Would you say beau or boyfriend?
Boyfriend.
Okay.
They say boyfriend now. They used to say their sweetheart or beau back a long time ago, but they say boyfriend now.
Okay. Have you ever, and she is what? His
girlfriend.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term "dummy," meaning girlfriend?
What?
Dummy.
No.
Okay. I think that's a South Alabama term. I think.
I guess it must be because I'm
black folks use it a lot.
Acquainted with that.
Okay.
Talk.
And have you ever heard any joking terms for kissing, like smooching or spooning
or
necking?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which one?
All of them. I've heard
all used. And if a boy proposes to a girl and she refuses, you'd say, well, she what?
She turned him. What is that?
Well, some folks say she turned him down.
Turned him down or just
jilted him or
something.
Okay. And if she didn't turn him down, if she accepted, then they would get what?
Get married.
Okay. And sometimes at these big weddings where they have so many people in them, the bride has a maid of honor or matron of honor and several what? Women.
Flowers and
bridesmaids. Okay, and the man who stands up with the groom is the what? The best man?
Best man, yeah, that's what he'd be called.
Have you ever heard of a custom that they have now down in Marion County? They do this when somebody moves in a new house, but most places they do it after a wedding. It's not a reception or anything, but it's a serenade where they beat on pans and make a lot of money and shoot guns up in the air.
You know, they used to do that here at Christmas, you know, they'd go around the houses and just a great bunch of men and boys go around the houses and shoot guns and ring bells and just make the office racket ever was. But they don't do that anymore.
Well, what did they call that?
They called it serenade.
Serenade, that'd scare me. I think if I heard all that outside, I didn't know what it was.
If you wasn't expecting it, he'd scare you to hear
if you were talking about a group of people, and you weren't talking about them in particularly good terms, you might say something like, well, I wouldn't give 2 cents for the whole what?
Whole group. Whole bunch.
Okay.
Bunch, I guess is what I'd say.
Okay.
I talk flat.
What about a place where people might go and they play music and people would get out on the floor and do what?
Dance.
Okay.